The Rambam in the very end of Hilchos Ishus says something very fascinating. The very, very last halacha in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Chaf Hei, halacha Gimel goes like this: Misha haya baila bal re'acha pet re'acha chaitim. If someone's husband had an unpleasant smell, he had a re'acha pet re'acha chaitim, or malakit sa'as klavim, or he had an unpleasant job that had a smell with it, v'kiyotzabam, or anything like that, umes, and then her husband died. The naflif ne'achiv, and now this woman is naifel yibum to her husband's brother, and her husband's brother happens to have the same mum, just like her husband had this unpleasant smell, her husband's brother has this unpleasant smell. So the question is, she doesn't want to do yibum because she doesn't like this mum that her husband's brother has. So Zakhtar Rabbim, she could say, she's able to tell the yavam that your brother is able to handle, even though he had the same mum, and whatever it was, I was able to handle him. But you, because you have this mum, you I'm not able to handle, I don't want to be married to you. And she could force him to be chaylet, to not be miyabim, be eating ksuba, and he has to give a ksuba. So the Rambam is saying, halacha, that when a isha is nafal se'ibam, she's able to tell the yavam, I don't want to be miyabim to you because of this mum that you have, even though my husband had the same exact mum. Ad kan is the Rambam, and then the Rambam ends off with a pasuk. He brings down a pasuk, and it says, Ur evam levanecha shalom al Yisrael. Just ends off with this pasuk Ur evam levanecha shalom al Yisrael, and it's tamua. The Mefarshim are bothered, what is Ram doing? What's Shaykhus this pasuk to the halacha that he's talking about? Why does he end off Hilchus Ishus with this pasuk of Ur evam levanecha shalom al Yisrael? Very difficult to understand. What's the pasuk shan Ram over here? It is true, many times Ram ends off his svarim with a little bit of a divrei agada, divrei musar, but it has a Shaykhus to the halachas. But over here he's talking about this random halacha of not being miyavim to a Yavam has a mum. What shaykhus to this pasuk of Ur evam levanecha shalom al Yisrael? And I was thinking that perhaps you can be miyashiv this Rambam al pi our Gemara over here in Ksubas and Daf Nun. And I think this is mamash the marker for the Rambam. The Gemara says in the bottom of Daf Nun and Alf, it quotes this pasuk in Tehillim Ur evam levanecha shalom al Yisrael. What is it? What is the meaning of this? What is the mile of having banam levanecha? Zok the Gemara Mishum ben Levi kamen shabanam levanecha shalom al Yisrael de la asili dechalitz avivim. Since your banam have banam. Once your banim have their own children, then that will bring shalom al Yisrael, that will bring shalom to Klai Yisrael, the loy asigli de chalitza v'yibum, because now they won't come to a matzav of chalitza and yibum. So it's mavur from the Gemara that there's a special bracha and when your children have children, in other words, when you have grandchildren, because now you're guaranteed that your children will not come l'de chalitza v'yibum, because when you have banim, there's no chalitza v'yibum, and that will bring shalom al Yisrael. The question is, what does Gemara mean? Why is chalitza v'yibum a lack of shalom that there's an inyan to kevyachal avoid it by having banim levanecha? What's the harm with chalitza v'yibum? So the Rashi doesn't really say the pshat over here, the Marsha has a hazard, but I think the Rambam understood that this is mamash referring to his halacha. You could have a situation of yibum where the isha is nafel yibum to a yavam who has a mum, and it happened to be that her husband had that same mum, but her husband she was able to handle, but this yavam, because of the mum, she does not want to be misabim to him, and therefore we could force him to do chalitza, and that obviously will cause a lack of shalom. The yavam is going to be very upset. He's going to say, my brother had the same mum, and he had no problem with him, and me, you're not willing to marry, and that's going to cause katata, it's going to be a lack of shalom, but that is the situation that happens. We're not going to force it to be misyabim, so you can have a matzav or a chalitza v'yibim could be a lack of shalom, could be ktata, and therefore the Gemara says, Ur evam levanecha shalom al Yisrael, if your banim have banim, and now you could avoid them being noif v'yibim, that would bring shalom on Klai Yisrael, because you could avoid such a uncomfortable situation where the isha does not want to be misyabim to the yavam who has a mum, even though her husband had that same exact mum. So I think it's very befitting that the Rambam brought this pasuk over here, ended off this halacha, a Misha Baila Balreacha Pevchule, a situation where there could be a Ketata with an Indian of Chalitza V'yibim. So he quoted the Pasuk of Ur Evam Levanecha Shalom al Yisrael, referring to our very Gemara over here, that once you have Evam Levanecha, now you could avoid a possible Chashash of Ketata and Indian of Yibim, the La'asa de Chalitza V'yibim. And that is the Makar of the Rambam. I found afterwards that Ruchan Kanievsky and the Keres Melech, Hitaka brings our Gemara over here as the Makar for the Pasuk that the Rambam brings.